During the program year, your most frequent communication with grant operations will probably be with monthly invoices. Invoices are due the 15th of each month. In the event the 15th does not fall on a weekday, alternative due dates are outlined in the Fiscal Year 2025 Programming and Operations Manual. We also know that some organizations that have a lag in their accounting system, which makes getting invoices submitted by the 15th difficult. If this is the case, it's important that you let the grant operations team know so that we can come up with a solution instead of just marking your invoices late each month. In addition to making sure you are using the most current version of the template, ensure that your designated authorized invoice signers are up to date. The people signing your invoices should only be the people listed in Attachment 5 of your contract. If that needs to be updated, reach out to us for a new form. With each monthly reimbursement, we send out a notification email letting you know of an upcoming ACH payment. If MFF made any adjustments on the invoice, you will receive a memo describing the adjustment. Following each quarter, you will receive a financial report on your grant spending. Please review these reports and make sure they reconcile with your records. Use these reports to make spending projections and plan for the coming months, as well as a jumping-off point to have conversations with your program manager about any potential adjustments to your programming or budget. You don't want to get to the end of the year and find out you ran out of funds and won't be able to do something you had planned, or on the opposite end, you don't want to get to year-end and have a large amount of unspent funds. We want you to spend your entire award responsibly and within SNAP-Ed guidelines. It's also important to keep your documentation and training current throughout the year. Minor changes in your programming or budget may only require an updated program summary or budget on file. However, more significant changes will require formal contract amendments. If there are staffing changes like staff being hired or staff leaving, significant changes in pay rates, or how key staff are allocating their time to SNAP-Ed, you need to reflect that in an updated budget, the hourly and fringe worksheet, and the current and pending form. Also, be sure that any new staff that comes on board completes and confirms completion of the civil rights training, SNAP-Ed 101, and serve safe, if needed, within 30 days of hire. The grant operations team is here to support you during the year. Some of the ways we will accomplish this in fiscal year 2025 is through our compliance monitoring, wherein we will assess your programmatic, administrative, and financial compliance and provide technical assistance to reduce potential risk. The MFF team will also conduct site visits throughout the year. Overall, the Programming and Operations Manual is one of the best tools for your grant management and compliance. We talk about and reference the Fiscal Year 25 manual throughout this presentation.